This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can you close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. So welcome aboard. A lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. a21r.com. You can also email me, Paul@a21r.com, and also remember newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. All right, we are just in the middle of R. Kelly and the Democrats. Well, we're not in the middle. We're out of that, but that's what we were doing last hour, talking about those, well, technocrats. These are not Democrats. They're technocrats. Let's get used to it. And radicalized technocrats at that, right? They don't know what to do with the racist bigot and bigotry that they have within themselves. See, this is the struggle. You've been a racist and a bigot your entire political career, and guess what? Sometimes it manifests itself, just like with R. Kelly. You've been a child molester all your life, and all of a sudden, you're hit with the truth. And what do? You yell, you scream, you kick, and you bite people. Or you act like you're... And that's exactly what the Democrats are doing right now. They're self-destructing right in front of us. It's a wonderful thing to see. It's about time, isn't it? And now we're getting more and more and more. There, more and more of the sexual business thing going on with children. Heinous behavior being exemplified. And, you know, this is the depravity, the depths of depravity that you get into. R. Kelly, look at what's going on. You got the Catholic Church struggling with this. People leaving the Catholic Church because of sexual abuse allegations by priests. And, of course, it goes all the way up to the Pope, who's been covering. I mean, my God, when is this all going to end? Right? It's going to take a long time, ladies and gentlemen. This whole stuff has been around for a long time. And there's been people that are just absolute heroes in this whole process of trying to expose this. Lives have been destroyed. People have been... Well, and of course, the whole idea of sexual abuse of children in very young ages. And the grooming process, by the way. Grooming. That's another angle to the manipulation of children. For these people that are big thinkers out there that want to groom children for their own devices later on in life, get them to be adults and be groomed by propaganda, by sexual exploitation. You know, that's a whole other thing we haven't talked about. But it's very, very true. And this is an angle you're going to start to see as it plays out in politicians. You know, I've always said that to me, in my professional examination, if you will, of the cast of characters out there, you got people that potentially could have been groomed all their lives and don't even know it. And they're in very high places, by the way. Very high places, like the FBI. Shocking, shocking. Those guys could be groomed. Check it out. They look like classic. And of course, then we know about Islam, right? I forgot about that. Islam's natural for grooming. They groom all the time. And you see, the grooming process, like these little unaccompanied minors, right, that are coming across the border, they're being groomed. Sure, you bring them. First of all, they're stolen, right? Most of them. They're abducted or they're sold by their parents or rented by their parents. What about those kids? We talked about this yesterday, the foster care business here in the United States. Now, there's really good foster families. I've worked with them. I know that. But there are those that are very devious and they run for the money because there's lots of money in these kids that are being trafficked across the border right now. By the way, that number, I threw this number out last month, it was it last month, wasn't it? At the end of February, I said, we're going to get to 1 million people coming across our border. And now, guess what? Kirstjen Nielsen used that term yesterday. Shocked that they would use that term. That's what we're on pace for just this year. But my point is this. Don't be surprised when you wake up one morning and you go down, you hear about the border. Oh, there's 1 million people at the border. There's 1 million people at the border, like today, and they're going to come across. Don't be shocked, because that's what they're gearing up for, ladies and gentlemen. Now, we have put this out there months ago. We had John Martinez on, and several other people talked specifically about this, that this is still the leading edge. This is the fuse to the dynamite. Then where is the dynamite? The dynamite is Mexico. Isn't that dynamite? Mexico. It's going to blow up economically. They control the power and water in Mexico. There's a lot of millions of people live around Mexico City. Can you imagine Mexico City if they got thrown into chaos because they lost power and water? Now, just recently, we saw an example of this with the probability could occur. Where the cartels were stealing gasoline out of pipelines. Shocking. God. I don't know about you, but you know, I've worked with metal and all that stuff, and I know how to weld and cut metal and shape it and round it and use those little wheels and everything. You know, I can do all that stuff. I know how to work with my hands that way. But listen, I don't know about you, but tapping in somehow to a gasoline pipeline, you know, because they do exist, and a lot of them are underground, which is where they should be. They do exist, but people come along, they dig up the holes, and then they try and tap into the pipeline to steal the gasoline. Now, I don't know about you, that sounds like pretty risky business, but that's what they do. And they had that problem going on a couple months ago, remember, in Mexico. I don't know, maybe 6 months ago. But, you know, it was a problem. It was a problem because people were losing power, a lot of deaths, explosions. Now, imagine if all of a sudden the gas is shut off and the electricity goes, and they stop the water flow. Maybe you have a dam break or two. Maybe the size of Oroville Dam, right? Shocking. In California, Oroville Dam, yeah, you know how it almost happened 2 years ago. What would happen to the culture and society of Mexico? Well, they'd go crazy. And where would they go? They'd come north to escape it all. How would you like 27 million people at your border? That's a probability. That is not. I mean, what are they doing to South Africa right now? The socialists down there, they're shutting off power. Sure, they control the power. Just like California, as a state, is going to be controlling the power here. They'll own all the power companies. Why? Because they're going broke as a joke, just like the state is. And you talk about an emergency. Can you imagine if the California state legislature and you've got Gavin Newsom, where's he been lately? They're in charge of all the power in California. Centralized power companies, and they can just press a button or flick a switch or pull a lever, right? Gizmo. Pull one of those gizmos and shut everybody's power off. What do you think would happen to a population of 40 million people? Do you trust the government with your power? That's why he says, everybody's got to be offline. Well, that's kind of, it would be nice, wouldn't it? But that's not the reality check, and it's not the reality check for Mexico. What do you think is going to happen in Mexico if they have a financial downturn or they have a cataclysmic explosion and all of a sudden power goes? Where do you think they're going to go? They're going to go north where they feel that there's help. So can just forget about the millions of people. There could be millions in the plural, like 10 or 20 or 30 million people within, let's say, a month. Can we handle that? I don't know. I don't think so. Right now, they're saying we can't handle what's going on now. It's called the Cloward and Piven strategy, ladies and gentlemen, and we're being played like a fiddle for it. We'll be back.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-273-0251 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-273-0251. Again, 800-273-0251.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
All aboard! He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. a21r.com. Of course, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. Okay, Kirsten Nielsen testifies before Congress. That was yesterday. We're going to see if we can chime in on some of the statements that were made by Ms. Nielsen yesterday. This is... We'll try this one, Global News. They've got some clips. We'll see what happens here. This was yesterday's hearings, Homeland Security, right? Right. Yes, it was. I'm telling you, we have got it dialed in. Listen up.
The number of unaccompanied children is part of the humanitarian crisis. These are children whose parents decided to send them alone on a very, very dangerous journey at the hands of most often smugglers and coyotes or traffickers into the United States. What we hear from the Northern Triangle governments, they have said this publicly, I am sure that they will tell you when you visit them, is they want their children back. Our laws uniquely allow us to send Mexican children back home after they have gone through a process, do not have a legal right to stay. But under the law, we cannot send children from other countries back, except for Mexico and Canada. So the Northern Triangle governments have said to us, they will say to you, please send us our children back. We want them reunited with our families and communities here. We don't want the smugglers to be able to convince parents to send their children on this perilous journey where they are absolutely victims of violence and abused. As you know, sir, very unfortunately, because of the increase in violence at ICE, when we have families with children, we have to give every girl a pregnancy test over 10. This is not...
Okay. Over 10. 10 years of age. Not 110. Over 10 years of age.
Not a safe journey. So I ask again that we change the law, we treat all children the same, and we afford them the opportunity to go back home if they have no legal right to be in the United States. The other part of this that I think we need to do is we need to find a way to be able to keep families together. Families need to be able to be kept together, go through the process. If they have a legal right to stay, we will welcome them here. If they don't have a legal right to stay, the most humanitarian thing to do is to remove them efficiently and effectively. Both of those changes we need from Congress.
Now, I only heard this part when I was... listening to the many inputs into my brain yesterday. So I heard that, I'm like, going, geez, how could anybody not want to go along with that? But I have a hunch, and this is perhaps the direct response, and I don't know if it's the exact, I think it's been edited, obviously. There's some editing that's gone on this clip. And, just to let you know, so let's hear what the responses are.
Do you believe that we are in a, that there is a crisis on our southern border, that there is a national security and humanitarian crisis at our southern border, and do you believe that the President of the United States was justified in declaring a national emergency?
Ma'am, it is an emergency. As the Secretary of Homeland Security, I can no longer assure you of who is coming into this country. That is a direct national security threat. We are on par to have over 900,000 this year. First of all. Second of all, I have seen the vulnerable populations. I have been to Mexico. I have talked to the Northern Triangle countries. This is a true humanitarian crisis that the system is enabling. We have to change the laws.
The question was from a Democrat. I don't get her name here.
I think it's really important taking our...
Ms. Rice, whoever this is another one asking a question. Let's hear this question. Listen to the veracity of it.
Continuing what Congresswoman Schlotkin was talking about, making the record very clear and not allowing any misleading statements. It was a policy announced by the Attorney General of this country that families were going to be separated. That was a policy. He did not say we're going to start enforcing a law. It was a policy by this administration that only ended when there were pictures of little kids in cages that had been ripped.
That's a lie. That's a bald-faced lie. The pictures that were circulated were during the Obama administration, 2014, and we picked it up. And if we can pick it up, she should pick it up. She's lying.
Away from their parents. So I think it's really important, Madam Secretary, that you talk about it and you use the right language. This was not the law, okay? This was a policy that the Attorney General of this country announced was a new policy that they were going to rip kids away from their parents. So I think it's very important that the record reflect that, and I thank my colleague, Ms. Schlotkin, and I yield back.
Okay, so respectfully, sir, I would like to respond to that because...
Well, let me just say, do it in writing so we won't have the confusion.
I would like to respond quickly because
gentlelady, we've been back and forth.
This is Mr. Thompson, who's not going to let her respond publicly now. Because we want hatred is what we want. We don't want reality here, do we? We want R. Kelly. You just saw that Rice woman execute herself like R. Kelly, right?
We have, but it's appropriate for me to clarify for the record because I think you're trying to get to the truth. I think that's what you were too. So I just want to just quickly say that the AG memo that was issued directed all U.S. attorney offices along the southwest border to prosecute all adults who were referred for prosecution. That's what it did.
That's a policy. But that is a policy.
Not as you described it.
Madam Secretary, that is a policy. When you knew that that policy was going...
See, this woman now is out of line. And, of course, the chair, Mr. Thompson, who's a bigot himself, by the way, he's a bigot. They're all bigots. It's just amazing how bigoted they are.
To result in children having to be taken away from their parents. That's a policy. You should admit it.
The consequence of any adult going to jail in the country is they're separated from their child. That wasn't the point of it. The point was to increase prosecutions for those breaking the law and not exempt any class of aliens.
Okay. That's Madam what Secretary, the AG directed. It was very clear what the Attorney General meant.
Are we still using cages for children?
Sir, we don't use cages for children. In the border facilities that you've been to, they were not made to detain children. As the children are processed through, they are in subparts of those facilities.
Madam,
I don't,
Secretary?
Yes, I'm now, being as clear as I can, sir. Respectfully, I'm trying to answer your question.
Yes or no, are we still putting children in cages?
To my knowledge, CBP never purposely put a child in a cage if you need a cage like this.
Purposely or whatever, are we putting...
By the way, the cages that he's referring to were cages that were during the Obama administration, and those are the pictures that they're referring to that during the Obama administration. This is called displacement, of course. It was this president who's doing it now. Get it?
Children in cages as of today.
Children are processed at the border facility stations that you've been at. Some of
the seen the cages. I just want you to admit that the cages exist.
Sir, they're not cages.
What are they?
Areas of the border facility that are carved out for the safety and protection of those who remain there while they're being processed. If we have two gangs, we separate them into separate areas of that facility.
No. Well, you can't separate gangs, by the way. By the way, you definitely want to separate the gangs. This guy, of course, he believes in the gangs, right? Anyway, gosh, this is the kind of stuff she has to go through. Now, some people say that she's being soft. I don't see Kirstjen Nielsen being soft. I really don't. I was asked that question, and she's dealing with this type of stuff. The reason I'm playing this is so that I'm answering the question I got last night. I was like going, what? Who are these people that are saying that she's not doing the right thing when she's getting asked these kind of stupid questions? by the bigots on the left. We'll be back. You listen to Agenda 21 Radio.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill. Bill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion, 755 Coin.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. More from Ms. Nielsen. Listen in.
Father and daughter, Madam Secretary, separate that from another son.
We're not going to go through the semantics. Now, I saw the cyclone fences that were made as cages, and you did too. All you have to do is admit it. If it's a bad policy, then change it. But don't mislead the committee. Do not mislead the committee.
Madam Secretary, what happened?
Here's another guy.
To give me another tired. Cloud. You're poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free, the wretched refuse of your teeming shore. Send these, the homeless, the tempest-tossed, to me. I lift my lamp beside the golden door. What happened? Madam Secretary, asylees are not illegals. Madam Secretary, do you know the number of people who came through Ellis Island?
No, sir, not.
I do. 12 million. Do you know where they came from?
Hi, my name's Petra Hess from Petra.
I don't know where they came from. Sure, we all know where they came from. We all know where they came from. Let's see where he's going to set up for this one, where they all came from, right?
All over the world.
I do. Germany.
Oh, here we go.
Ireland.
I told you.
Britain. Scandinavian countries.
Told you.
Southern and Eastern Europe.
Here we go.
They were not illegals. There was no flotilla in New York Harbor to prevent them from coming to Ellis.
Okay, so here what you have is you have the bigotry, because all these people, I told you, they're all white. And Mr. Green is obviously, well, green with envy, but Texas, Representative Green, obviously is of skin color is brown. He's got an English name, but, you know, his last name is Green, but he's brown skin. I don't make this up. I'm reporting what I'm seeing.
Silent.
Now, he's got a problem because they were filtered, and people who did not fit, that weren't asylees, were sorted and separated through Ellis Island, sent back.
There was no family separation at Ellis Island. Past administrations have, when asylees were trying to get to this country, found ways to accommodate asylees. They didn't build walls. When the Cubans were fleeing Castro, we created wet foot, dry foot. 1 foot on dry land, and you could walk on in to a path.
See, this is the thing, is that they're trying to confuse you. They're trying to confuse you, of course, with the facts that don't match. And that's a fact. The facts that do not match. What we have here is a situation with Mr. Green trying to explain to you past history. And in the past history, what they're saying is that it should apply to today's history, right? To today's events. When in reality, it's two different types of events happened to create different scenarios. And that he wants you to believe that event that happened then should be happening today, and we should be responding in exactly the same way to what we're seeing today, a full-on flooding invasion. And we have laws already established that have been built by the process of this, what he's talked about from earlier times. Sure, we welcomed those people in. It's clear that they were fleeing Castro's communism, wet foot, dry foot. We took them in. Oh, and where's the threat today? A threat is a crisis that's being manufactured in other countries. We know that. And what about all the traffic? Oh, I don't know. Were we buying and selling people at the time of Ellis Island? Were we buying and selling? Yes, we were, actually. There were those traffickers. My ancestors were considered white slaves. Oh, we had white slavery? Hey, we have it today. We have brown slavery. We have yellow slavery. We have black slavery. It's coming across the border right now. What the hell do you think we're trying to stop, Mr. Green?
Way to citizenship. Madam Secretary, do you know who Scarface is?
See, kind of like doing the shaming here.
I'll tell you. Al Capone.
Ah.
The son of Italian immigrants.
Ah.
Not all of those people who came through Ellis Island were saints.
Oh, brother. Okay. How do you make that comparison? See what I'm saying? He's trying to whitewash or minimize the current MS-13 gangsters coming across. You see, we know what they've been going through down there with these gangsters, right? This is the absurdity of these people. Again, Al Capone to modern-day gangsters. And remember, he's white, Italian. Mr. Green's raging on the whiteness again. His open bigotry is on display here, folks. That's what this is. We didn't complain. He's saying that 12 million white immigrants came from Western Europe. And it was open borders then. There was no fleet. There was a place that they were going, Ellis Island. How many of those people at Ellis Island got turned back? And they were turned back. Remember, they all went through physicals at Ellis Island. They had them on an island for a reason, to isolate them before they came into the city. Because of what disease? I don't know about you, but there's a raging mumps epidemic going on now in some of these facilities at the border, on our side of the border. Why? Because of raging diseases. We're getting all kinds of strange diseases similar to like polio and other things coming across now. Yet these people are not properly checked out. I didn't see a lot of people swimming from Ellis Island to New York, escaping, in other words. There was a process in place, Mr. Green, and you don't want a process. You want open borders so all of your thug friends and gangsters can come into this country and destroy this country. Mr. Green.
Scarface was a bootlegger, dealt in prostitution, gambling, one of the greatest criminals this country's ever suffered, the son of immigrants.
White immigrants, right, Mr. Green?
It's unfortunate. I would never want a Scarface in our country.
Oh, no, but open borders brings him, and he wants open borders. The disgust is amazing, isn't it? But this is what you get on full display. White hatred, bigotry, lying, deceitfulness. Also, he can bring all for him being able to bring in his gangster friends. That's what this is about. The cartels, they own Mr. Green. I'll bet you they do. I'm just sheer speculation on my part, Mr. Green. But if I was a betting man, I'd bet that way.
I don't want MS-13 in our country. And I also don't want to see him.
Aren't you glad we can just blurt him out? Which I just did. Stay with us. Want to come here on the Agenda 21.
Regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Red State. State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
We're going to catch a couple of minutes of Sean Hannity here talking about the Democratic Party imploding. It's exactly what it's doing. Don't you? I mean, it's just so blatantly obvious that they're imploding. And we're going to start, I think, in his discussion, if I remember correctly, about I pulled this clip yesterday. It seems to me he's going to start the discussion with the two girls, the bigoted ones, the outrageously open bigoted people.
All right, welcome to Hannity. A lot of breaking news tonight. The 2020 presidential election is officially gearing up, and the Democratic Party, they're imploding. Radical, extreme, far-left socialists have now taken over. Any Democrat who doesn't fall in line and support this radical, extreme agenda, this left-wing vision, if you will, you get thrown down the curb by Ocasio-Cortez. You have a group now, and all of America needs to see this. Hyper-partisan freshman lawmakers, they are now leading the way. They set the agenda. Nancy Pelosi is afraid of all of those freshmen. A list is led by Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Now, according to a report from the Washington Post, she warned her fellow Democratic lawmakers not to vote with Republicans, or she's going to put them on a list to be primaried in the next election. Welcome to Congress. Now, no surprise there. Political intimidation is always a key component of socialism. Now, after all, she needs as much support as she can get for this insane Green New Deal, which...
Okay, so political intimidation, and again, yeah, I'm bringing this up because there's some salient points in what Hannity is saying here, and it fits into what we've been talking about here on Agenda 21 Radio. The march towards socialism goes along with political intimidation. Yeah. I mean, this is the ramping up towards the violence stuff. Okay. That when you take a look at the three that have come on board now in the House, when you take a look at them and how radical they are, okay. And I said this a long time ago. These people are groomed for this whole event. They have been groomed to be here at this point in time. I told you this. Now there's reports coming out that they, in fact, were groomed. Now, Scott Adams of the Scott Adams Show has taken the lead on a lot of this story. But, you know, we've been reporting this for quite some time. And the evidence is starting to show that, you know, these three are acting too much the same. Like, these are the socialists that are going to make the accusations, and they're going to be in charge. They're just going to take charge of everything by taking control of the narrative, coming out there and accusing people. In other words, breaking all the courtesies down. You see, our government has always been kind of run civilly, kind of. There's been times in our history when there's been outrageous stuff going on, and it's not really been reported because the reportage back in the day was terrible, right? So what we have are these three idiots now that have come along, and they're challenging Nancy Pelosi, and I don't have a problem with that. But it's using the bigotry and the race card and all this other stuff that goes along with that. We don't need to go there. Challenge them all you want to, but when you start throwing out bigotry and racism, such as what is going on with Mr. Green, you just heard that. He has absolutely tranched all Italians and all white people. You get a twofer. You get the ethnic group and you get the race. So he threw out both cards right there, right in front of everybody. So now you got a fourth. But you see, the problem with this party is racism and bigotry is endemic with them. This is part of their playbook. So it shouldn't be a surprise that in Nancy Pelosi's world, when she should have stepped aside, and she's not stepped aside, she's there forever, right? She's got the happy people in San Francisco. The very happy people in San Francisco have placed her there, and she's supposed to live out her life there, you know, being the great socialist that she is. Well, now that you have another socialist who wants to come along, and that others, now you have several others, because they want to take control of the party. That's what they want to do. Isn't that interesting? Now, here is the big question. Are they going to pull this off? Well, in California, you'll find in the next hour we're going to be talking about how all of a sudden they've ramped up the rhetoric, even in California. This is a national event going on. Not only are they doing it in Congress and in Washington, but they're also doing it in California.
Which vows to totally reshape America by putting an end to all fossil fuels, combustion engines, nuclear energy, airplanes, and yes, cows because of flatulence and CO2 gases.
See the false science here with all this other stuff, too. Okay, here we go.
It also promises to provide everything is free. You don't have to worry another day in your life. Free government healthy food, free daycare for your kids.
How's that working out in Venezuela?
Free housing, free college education. Forget about K through 12. Free universal health care, free. Oh, but pro-choice Democrats, they're going to not allow you to have your private plan anymore. Forget choice. You get guaranteed vacations. You get universal guaranteed income, a guaranteed retirement, even people unwilling to work. But like any other socialist, Ocasio-Cortez, she's really just interested in improving her own quality of life and redistributing the wealth among those in her own inner circle. Look at this. According to a brand new bombshell FEC complaint, Ocasio-Cortez's chief of staff is now accused of illegally moving nearly $1 million in campaign contributions to his own private companies. And in doing so, well, that money could be shielded from all election-related reporting. In other words, Ocasio-Cortez under fire tonight, her chief of staff could have used those donations.
There's one going down. The others will go down, too. But, you know, are you going to bring a whole party down? I hope so. It looks that way. They're meant to implode the whole system. And they're going to implode themselves. We'll be right back.
Zero.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliates. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755-COIN.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
Seconds of Sean Hannity and his Ocasio Cortez info.
He was funneled thousands of dollars from a political action committee set up by this very same chief of staff. But really, who can blame him for taking the money? After all, it's incredibly expensive to keep up with the jet-setting lifestyle of the freshman socialist congresswoman. Last night, we first showed you how Ocasio-Cortez, who wants to ban all air travel, but she herself loves flying on airplanes between New York and D.C. Now, there's something called Amtrak. It goes pretty much every hour on the hour between D.C. and New York, and she chooses not to do that. In fact, she chooses to take a plane three times more when three times more travelers themselves choose Amtrak between the two cities. Not Ocasio-Cortez. She prefers the convenience of flying, especially since we, the American people, will be picking up the bill. It costs more to fly. Now, Fox News producer caught up with Ocasio-Cortez as she was getting off a flight in D.C. today. We asked her about her travel preferences, recent FEC complaints, and much more. Take a look.
All right, and then what is the difference between you taking a flight and a train, though?
Excuse me, sir.
A couple hours of my constituents' time. Thank you. All right, and then also, do you have any cards?
Ah! Little hypocrisy going on with Ocasio-Cortez, right? Nothing to see here. Just move along. We'll just take an airplane. Anyway, the bigotry of the left, the deceit of the left, the lying. It's okay. We know about these technocrats, don't we? Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and also newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com, state of the future. And remember, stay strong, Americans. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
Send it out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.